Good afternoon, good morning, good evening, whatever, and wherever you may be. I'm Brad of the Bone, and you're listening to Brad's Vinyl. Brad's Vinyl, my eclectic collection of vinyl LPs from the 70s and the 80s, ranging from classical and acid rock to acoustic rock, hard rock, metal rock, space music, new age, new wave, punk, rockabilly, and all kinds of neat stuff. From the 70s and 80s, like I said, we're going to take a trip today, a weird trip, into the sounds of Pink Floyd. Pink Floyd, their sixth studio LP, Metal. Yeah. Oh, wow. So much to say about Pink Floyd. This album was out of 1971, and it was actually produced between the band's touring commitments at a number of locations, including Abbey Road Studios in London. How about that? Roger Waters on keyboards and synthesizers. David Gilmour, Richard Wright, Nick Mason. Yeah, the good guys. Rick Wright on piano and organ. Nick Mason, their drummer. And this album charting only number 3 in the UK on the UK albums. And making it on the Dutch album chart, number 2. And in the U.S. Billboard 200, making it up to position 70. That's a shame. I love this stuff. This is almost stuff you could use your imagination to and float away with. Pink Floyd. So let's head on into the A-side right now of Pink Floyd's sixth studio album right here on Brad's Vinyl. Enjoy.
Thank you. And who's the fool who wears the crown? Low down in your own way. And every day is the right day. And as you rise above the fear lines in his brow, you look down.
place by the sea. I hear your soft voice calling to me, making a date for later by phone. And if you're alone, I'll come home.
What the heck was that? I am Brad to the Bone, and we're just sitting here listening to the Hounds singing along with the blues on Brad's vinyl. Definitely the most weirdest, oddest Pink Floyd song ever, I guess. I don't know. They reported that Seamus, that was the Seamus we just heard, a bluesy song with somebody's dog singing along. And it's reported that Seamus tops the polls as one of the worst songs Pink Floyd ever created. But I don't know, I liked it. It's kind of bluesy, and they actually use the animal sounds later, again, of course, in Pink Floyd Animals. How about that? So I'm Brad of the Bone, and we just finished up the A side of Pink Floyd's sixth studio LP, starting out with One of These Days, moving into A Pillow of Winds, then Fearless, and Saint-Tropez, and finishing up with Seamus, yeah. One of these days, a purely instrumental, with the exception of just a few words there, by the a rare appearance of vocals by Nick Mason, and he blurts out in a distorted sound. I don't know how they made that sound. That instrument distorted his voice, the drummer Nick Mason. And he says, "One of these days, I'm going to cut you into little pieces." And those are the only lyrics on that entire track. Very interesting. The bass, you know, the David Gilmour bass is very distinct there on One of These Days. I like that song. Oh, what else? Well, the second track, Pillow of Winds, typical Floyd lyrics with David Gilmour sound there. And then Fearless, that's a neat one. Fearless, what can I say about Fearless? It's the third track. And it was actually considered one of the band's best tracks, actually, on the one of their best of albums called Echoes, which was the best of Pink Floyd. Fearless actually made the cut there. So, and it's a slow tempo, very mellow acoustic sound, Fearless. And it's interesting, there's a stadium full of fans. Actually, they call it a cop in England. It's Liverpool's cop. It's actually a stadium. And the fans are singing You'll Never Walk Alone. That's superimposed over the music at the beginning. And then it comes in at the end, finishing up at the end. A bunch of fans. Weird stuff, you know. That's what Pink Floyd's known for. Seamus, we already talked about. And Saint-Tropez, another change in their style on that whole first side of metal. Saint-Tropez, he makes you want to dance, you know. You get up, it's the fourth track there, and it also actually made the best of Pink Floyd. And it was not written collaboratively like most of the other stuff. Most of the other stuff on this Pink Floyd LP was written collaboratively by all of the artists. And this one, particularly one, Roger Waters wrote it all himself and brought it into the studio completely finished. And it's the only track on metal that's actually not co-written by David Gilmour. Yeah, it's a song about Saint-Tropez, a little commune in the southern France area on the French Riviera. And as you listen to it, it kind of gives you an idealized vision of what's, you know, going on in Saint-Tropez, what a typical day might be like in Saint-Tropez. What else can I say about that? So anyways, I'm Brad of the Bone, and that concludes the A side of Pink Floyd's sixth studio LP, Metal. So let's head on into the B side right now. Thank you.
I'm streaming in on sunlight wings. A million bright ambassadors of morning. No one sings me lullabies and no one makes me close my eyes. So I throw the windows wide and call to you across the sky.
Unconventional for the time, you know, back in the 70s. Very unconventional and interesting sounds. I'm Brad of the Bone. You were finishing up Brad's vinyl and the B-side of Pink Floyd's Metal LP. And that was Echoes, a 23-minute long track. Yeah, Echoes, featuring all kinds of distortions and sounds, electronic screams produced by, well, actually, that was an accident. It sounds kind of like a distorted seagull. And David Gilmour had some cables accidentally reversed to his wah pedal, and it made some screaming sounds. Very interesting. The choral-like sounding sound, it sounded like a chorus. was actually created by putting two tape recorders in opposite corners of a room, and the main chord tapes of the song were fed into one recorder and played back while at the same time recording, causing a delay. I don't know how that worked, but yeah, neat stuff. And the ping, there's like a pinging sound at the beginning of the song. That's an experiment. Amplifying a grand piano played by Richard Wright. So, well, I'm Brad of the Bone, and I hope you enjoyed today's Brad's Vinyl and Pink Floyd's Metal featuring David Gilmour, Richard Wright, Roger Waters, Nick Mason. And thanks for listening to another Brad's Vinyl.